You know, you could have helped. I had to do all the work once again.
You know, I carried 20 bags of mulch over here, so what more did you want me to do?
Really? Was there 20? Anything?
Okay, maybe 18. Whatever. Take you know what? Listen, I was the one that said we should have watered the soil before we dug. But, you know.
Take the shovel.
Fine.
Okay. Again, like we discussed.
Yeah.
You get grab the legs. I'll grab the arms on count of three.
All right.
You swing it, throw it.
I got it.
Ready?
I got it.
One, two.
Wait.
What?
I forgot. We should probably just check his pockets really fast.
For what?
I mean, there might be something good in there. Who knows?
Fine.
Okay, ready?
If you find money in there, half of it is mine.
I found something.
What?
It is good. It says, get a free audiobook download and a 30-day free trial at www.audibletrial.com/onefinalscare.
This guy works for audible.com? Holy crap. Drop the body. Let's go.
No. What up?
Nothing much.
Are you sure? Nothing at all?
Happy holiday. It feels like we're celebrating something every week, every time we record, right?
We didn't really celebrate Mother's Day, if that's what you mean.
I mean, what's saying it is sort of...
We totally celebrated it by saying it.
Yeah.
How about this?
That's how you celebrate.
So I think what you're trying to say is that it's Memorial Day. And unfortunately, though, I have worked both by renovating a house and doing like work all weekend long. I'm sore. I'm tired. And it's late and I have to work tomorrow.
I have to work tomorrow as well.
I didn't get to like actually.
You just have to drive home.
Yes,
yeah.
I also have to do that. But I didn't get to
what?
Pay respects for what this holiday stands for. I didn't get to do anything or feel any way about this holiday weekend.
Sure.
But you know what?
It's okay, I forgive you.
You know, what did you do? I'll tell you what you did.
Oh, you're going to tell me what I did.
You told me.
What did I do?
You were rewatching 30 Rock episodes.
Today.
And yesterday. Then you told me how you binge watched this like motion animation series that you found online for hours on end.
Fascinating, man.
It's almost like, I don't even know the name of who puts it up, but yeah. It was like, it's like stuff you should know, but through motion graphics.
It is not stuff you should know. Some of the stuff.
Okay. It's like an explanation of things.
Yeah.
It
it's
that
like,
way.
What are you, Cliff Notes?
Okay. Have you ever listened to stuff you should know?
Oh, it's a
it's a podcast.
Oh my God.
Yeah,
I thought you were just saying in general. It's the stuff that I should know.
Oh, no. It's like the podcast stuff you should know, I think. But
gotcha.
In visual
format.
I
didn't know you were referencing it.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. I thought you did earlier when I said that. So you've been having fun. I just want to... I want a day.
Fun? I mean, yeah.
It's fun.
Sure.
And then you went to a couple parties.
I didn't have any obligations, if that's what you're saying.
I had too many obligations. And this is another one. But it's a more fun obligation.
Oh my God.
And I also got
how dare you.
Free beer and pizza out of the deal.
Say those things. It's an obligation. So you know what today is also a special day besides being a Memorial Day?
I mean, I hope that I was I hope that I was prepared to say this and that you're gonna be surprised that I say it.
What?
Our 20th episode.
Yeah. Oh jeez, I gotta edit that.
Okay, why?
Because you're the level. yeah, the 20th. You remember what I said?
That we can stop after this? Does that mean we don't have to do the next
something
episode?
Something like that.
Too?
I didn't say that, but something like that.
I think you said that I could stop.
I said, let's give it
20 episodes.
The 20 episode try. The old college 20 episode try. No matter how difficult it is, and no matter how painful, and how much we hate it, let's just do it to the 20th.
I've never hated it.
Okay, first of all,
have you
audience,
hated it?
I'm not saying that this is going to be the last episode. No, I'm just saying this is what I proposed to her when we first started. And we are at that mark.
Yeah, so right? Do we record episode 21? Because we already watched a movie for it.
Yeah, we did. We did. Yeah, we better.
Okay. All right. I guess we'll do it. How about we'll go to 50. We'll go to 50.
Why don't you just 52? That's a year.
Well, we skipped 1 week, and I'm sure there's going to be another week that we have to skip. Somebody's life's going to get in the way.
But it doesn't matter. Like, we do 52, and it's like, oh, that's a year's worth, right?
Well, we released 3 at one time, so it'll still be under a year. Fuzzy math.
You know what I'm saying.
Whatever.
Yeah.
I like just even rounded off numbers. So let's just shoot for
50. It is even number.
No, I know. But like it's a very kind of like, it's a good, it's a better number.
No, we're going to have a Christmas special. And we're going to have Halloween special.
That will fit within 50 for sure.
When is Halloween this year?
Are you serious right now?
31st. You know what I mean. I mean, like, what day?
That was like a Tracy question.
I meant what day?
I don't know.
Okay. I'm going to look it up for you. It's on a Tuesday.
That sucks. Mm-hmm. Halloween's on Tuesday suck. I don't want it.
For who?
Take it back. Suck
for who?
They're only good on weekends.
For kids.
Actually, to be honest, so my husband and I, we have no kids, but we decorate our house completely. Like, we go all out with a ton of... To lure kids to our house, yes. And Halloween was on a Saturday 1 year, and, like, no kids came. And I was like, fuck this. I thought Halloween was going to be cool because it was on a Saturday. I had more time to set up my house and
this
everything.
This is an interesting horror, like, a horror short premise.
Oh, yeah?
Like, a couple, an old couple who don't have kids themselves use Halloween as a vehicle to lure kids, right? And then, the kids, every year, like one kid disappears, you know, where do they go? Who knows? What do they do with them?
No one suspects the Schumachers up the street. Yeah. I say that because that was the little old couple that stole money.
But they
money
do have a big
dancing.
Thanksgiving dinner every November.
Where they eat the rumps of little children.
Maybe not.
It's rump roast. Come join us for our Thanksgiving meal.
Yeah.
think you just gave away our premise with our 48-hour film, maybe, that we can make. Actually, you can't create it before the weekend starts, so never mind.
There you go. You're not even going to do it anyway. You said you can't
do it. I am. I just, my life is, my life
so
is
I'll
like
take,
upended
I'll take the
right now.
Torch, baton, or whatever, metaphor.
Just any metaphor?
Yeah. Symbolism, right, actually. And I'll take it. And then run with it.
I'm by yourself. You. One man show.
No, I'll get somebody else to fill in.
Good. Go ahead. Do it. No, for real though. My life is like so busy and like, don't not feel sorry for me. I need you to feel sorry for me. It is too much. It's too much. It's a lot of much. But I do want to, I keep doing that. Isn't that annoying, listeners?
You do that and you go...
That's because life is heavy right now. I should
suck all the air out of this room. Kill Minky.
I will most definitely try my best to maybe do the 48-hour film. You already said you couldn't even think about it until after July 1st, your July 1st show. I'm sorry,
July
June 1st. 1st. June 1st. June
Which
1st
is
show.
Thursday, you guys.
Who lives in D.C. is going to go see Minky. And we still haven't even planned for our live show on June
16th.
So we have to plan for that, too, when I come back from Vegas, which I leave for early in the morning on Thursday.
It's a late night show.
I know. People are going to be sleeping. They're going to be like, I thought this was a comedy festival. These bitches are not fucking funny.
We're going to be going against, like, Jimmy Fallon and... Conan O'Brien.
On a Friday night. Yeah. It's a Friday.
What, they don't have late night shows on Friday?
Oh, no. I thought you were about to say it's a Thursday night. Okay, so maybe the fact that we just referenced the 48-hour film fest is a good segue to our movies that we watched for this episode.
Two short films.
Two short films that I believe... Well, I know for at least the second one we watched, we actually didn't give any heads up about the second one we watched. We just kind of did it. But the first one it aired at the Nighthawk Cinema Short Festival in New York City. And we picked this movie last week after watching Teeth and doing our episode Teeth because Minky said that it was a feminist horror that would have probably been done better if done by a woman.
Okay.
It's very feminist of you to say.
Okay. So now all the guys are just like, what the,
what like, the fuck? Their like, eyes. Why are you going to be a feminist
that's
male?
But if you listen to the episode, my whole point was he touches up on very sensitive, it could be sensitive subjects about women's body and makes parallels with that with a lot of horror movie themes, right? I'm just saying, because he doesn't have the part, just in case anyone
who
hasn't
seen the movie. You're getting
really
sassy right now, I'm just saying. Yeah, yeah. Like, you can take the tone down a little bit for me.
Doesn't have the part that it's harder to empathize. You can sympathize, it's hard, you know, to what it's like.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why consommé.
Consommé.
Is that how you say it? Consommé.
Yeah, I had to just make sure because I think it's French. I don't know French.
I think you agree that it was, the story was better told, even though it was short.
Like 5 minutes, six right. minutes long. I don't know if I agree. I mean, it's a different story.
Yeah.
I doubt.
She said it. She
no.
said before we recorded, she goes, I agree.
No, I did not, you liar. And usually we read kind of some of the director or the writer's comments after we tell a film, but should we do that or should we? Yeah, maybe we'll do it after still, because I do want to read some things said by the person who made it, which I like. Anyway, so...
I mean, do we even have to go, like, scene by scene? And we could just talk about...
Yeah, no, it's pretty short, so, I mean, we can say it. It's scene by scene, but really fast. I guess we should also say, too, that it was... I said it premiered at that one film fest, but I read on the posting from YouTube that it was done for the Bushwick Film Festival, and that film fest's primary mission apparently is to enable and celebrate the art of filmmaking by providing a unique festival experience in the Bushwick neighborhood of Brooklyn, New York, for filmmakers across the world to share their work. This was done by Catherine Fordham, and she's a New York-based writer, director, and producer who, like I said, we found this movie, and then I was like, oh, well, she's a chick, and this movie, it says it's about, like, rape and revenge, so let's watch this. So you want to get right to it? You just rolled your eyes, so I think you are.
Oh, I didn't.
You're like, that's okay.
I was burping.
Nope. 2 beers in, you burps. So it's super short, and the movie starts.
It's black, and you hear a couple fighting.
Yep.
Arguing. And that's all you hear, like far away. You hear echoes, like it's almost like you hear someone down the hallway.
Yeah.
And they're arguing about something. They're not being specific. But you could just tell, like, okay, it's a couple arguing.
Mm-hmm.
And then it fades into an outside of
an apartment building
at night. And you see a girl storming out, like closing the door. She's running out. And as she's crossing the street, all of a sudden, there's a smash cut to her in bed in the morning. Like, and it's like
white sheets, white bed, white everything.
White girl, and there's like there's white light coming through.
Yeah.
And yeah, everything's like morning light has like just drenched this room. It actually looks really comforting and beautiful.
Yeah,
right?
And a total jarring switch from the dark outside night that this girl, same girl, is walking in from the previous scene.
And then that lasts 10 seconds, not even, and it goes, and then we cut back to the night again, and she is
walking
further down the street, and she's crossing, like walking past a subway. This is New York. Walking past a subway entrance, and a guy goes, "Hey, baby, what's And she ignores him, and she keeps walking. And she gets catcalled. At this point, Tracy would have been like, "Oh, what's up?"
That's not true. That's not true. I hate catcalls. You know how I feel about catcalls. It's so not right.
And then so she ignores him, walks by, and he, of course, immediately, response. He goes something about, "Well, forget you, bitch," or something like that.
He's
right?
Like, "Fuck you,
fuck
yeah,
you, bitch."
And I looked at you. I was like, "See, this is my bit. This is like totally." I have this whole thing where
and
I'm
then
like,
another comedian had it. Remember?
I know, and I'm so pissed because, like, I swear to God, this is my thing because it's happened to me so many times where it's like a guy hits on you.
To a lot of women.
Okay, I'm just saying. That's why I speak. That's why it would be a good bit because we can all fucking relate, right? A guy's like, "Oh, hey, baby, whatever," and then you're like, "No, thanks," and they're like, "Man, fuck you." It's like, wait, what? Like, why did you gotta get so hostile? Like, I didn't ask for you to, you know, check out my ass and say whatever it is that you said. But whatever. So this guy did it. And I was like, look, this shit happens all the time. I didn't do the bit because, like, I just want to keep it short. But yeah.
And then he cuts back to the apartment and she's now getting up. And
slowly.
Yeah. And she's slowly. And when he calls her a bitch, that wakes her up and she just actually like
sits up.
And then we flash back. You see her face.
Yeah, she's bruised.
She's bruised
up. You only see her face though. Mm-hmm. Then you go back to the night and she's walking and there's a van like following her. And I'm like, oh God, this isn't going to end up well. Like every woman knows to be afraid of the white van growing up as a child and as a teenager.
Dr. Van.
Yeah. Like out the windows and it's driving slowly behind a woman. Yeah. There's a rapey guy in there. Murderous clown outfit wearing or not creepy serial killer guy. Like that's what we all
outfit
think.
Outfit wearing or not? Like naked?
Like a clown outfit wearing. Oh. Like there's either a guy who likes to dress up like a clown or he's just gonna wear your skin, and it's like that's what vans are made for. Just like creepers.
A clown driving van. I don't think it's a rape van.
A clown outfit wearing man.
Gotcha.
Drives in the van.
Gotcha. Okay. So anyway.
Okay.
He's following her. It is everything that you expect it to be, it happens.
And she's worried. Mm-hmm. But then you flip back in time to the morning and she gets up and you start to see that she's got more bruises all over her arms. Yeah. She looks down at her knees. So she's covered in bruises. And then you go back to the night again and now there's a man following her on the street. Mm-hmm. So the van, I guess, is gone. And there's just a dude.
Well, he could have got out of the van.
It could have been him.
Yeah.
Actually, I don't even know now.
Doesn't say, yeah.
But there's this like creepy guy who's totally like a baseball cap wearing dude.
Like
with a
frat boy looking, right?
Frat boy?
Kind of.
I was thinking more like.
Because when you eventually see him, like, he doesn't look, just looks like.
His face. The actor himself is probably, but the way like, that he was dressed, he was like.
It's like the director's friend who like, hey, you want to be this guy?
Yeah. I need you to be scary man number three. So he's
number three, rape man one,
rapey guy, so many. So he's following her very closely, and like this guy for sure is staring at her intently, and she's very worried. Then we go back to her in the bed, and she's getting up now, so she's slowly processing the night before, probably. And you see kind of her running into the bathroom. It's like all of a sudden she's kind of like, oh, I gotta go to the bathroom. And she kind of throws her body up against the wall right in front of the toilet and kind of slides down it, like, I don't know, from her, like on her back. Like she slides down to her butt. And then she goes back in time, and this is when the attack scene happens. So yeah. The man basically that had been following her, we were right. He basically like just runs takes up her, behind her.
Takes her into an alley.
He grabs her from the throat, by the throat, kind of throws her up against the wall. And then he kind of turns her around and throws her over something to bend her over. And I can't tell if he's actually beginning to rape her or if he's just about to.
Let's just get rid of alleys, right?
Yeah, alleys are just dangerous. They should just.
This is like a relic of old.
Choke
building,
them all off.
Relic of old, like. Urban planning, like,
yeah,
don't make alleys
nothing,
anymore.
Nothing good happens in alleys. I'll tell you what happens in the alleys near work. Just
alleys,
people piss and shit in them.
No, like shipments come in and go.
Oh, that's right. That's good.
That's what it's for. Okay. Normally.
I don't know. Trucks never seem to make their way down them. They just sit in the middle of the goddamn road and they
block it.
Block everything, but whatever. So, all right. So he's attacking her, and just when you think. There's no hope.
She's trying to fight it off, but she's losing at one point, and you're like, oh crap.
Well, because she's bent over and she looks a little worried. Almost like the camera almost like pauses in slow motion.
So now when he cuts back to the morning, and you realize, when you start putting things together, you're like, oh wow, she has bruises when she was getting up. Clearly that was next day or a couple of days later. And she's bruised, so you immediately think, oh wow, she was sexually assaulted.
But not actually at all. Guess what? Just as fast as the scene flips, she fucking turns around and bites this motherfucker in the cheek. Literally like a huge chunk of meat. It.
She like something like a switch.
Yeah.
Turns on.
And you would think that might have been enough, but
he's like in pain and she's walking away, and she could have just walked away, but then no, she's like, I'm going to finish this.
She leaps on top of him like a
and bites his ear off.
Well, and you don't really know it. Well, you don't know that. You just like see him. You just see her like chewing, chomping down on his face or whatever. Oh, yeah. She's like on him. He's laying on his back, and she's just like going to town. You're right. Like, holy shit. So I was almost like,
it looks like an animal.
I was like, is she a zombie? Like, what is going on? So then we come back to her in her bedroom. I'm sorry, her bathroom, and she barfs in the toilet.
Right, yeah, it cuts right back to the bathroom.
And hence the name Consomme.
And she barfs pieces of
a whole ear, literally a whole ear. Yeah, it was a whole ear.
I can't remember.
And so, because I was like, wait, isn't consomme like a soup or something? Yeah. So yeah, in her toilet, there's all these chunks with this floating ear in it. Yeah. So it's,
and so
she made a soup.
Yeah. And so actually, I think the short ends like that.
No,
and then,
she
starts to, like, when the credits roll,
she stands up and she looks at herself in the mirror, and it's like a long, you hold on that shot, and she kind of is like, I'm okay. Like, you can see in her face that she's okay. But then she starts like flossing really fast. And then that's when it cut to the word consomme.
Yeah.
And then you see her brushing her teeth vigorously. And then she wipes her mouth like with the back of her hand. And I was like, that's pretty badass. It was almost like a Rambo style, like, fuck this shit. Like, I'm a badass bitch. And then that's when the credits roll.
I'm boss lady.
I'm a boss.
Boss, yeah. So it was good. I liked it.
I did too.
It was... I like the little, I guess the little twist.
Yeah,
there.
Definitely. What I was going to say is there's an article for the HuffPost, and it was in the arts and culture section. Yeah, I just did it again. And it was titled, shut up, Combating Sexism in Action Films, Directors Cast Women Who Fight Back. In the short film Consomme, women aren't the victims. And so there's this quote from Catherine Fordham who says that the epidemic of violence against women is real, awful, unending, and enraging. She's angry about that, and this film is an expression of that anger. She said she wanted to make a film that wasn't about a superhero, like Teeth, I guess, kind of was trying to do, or a physically powerful woman, but just an ordinary woman with a fire inside her. What strength is possible if we can tap into that power? Question. It's a very good question.
Mm-hmm.
So I like to think that if some man attacked me, that I would just be able to bite his ear off. But I'm pretty sure that would be pretty disgusting for me.
Mm-hmm.
Last night I went to get pizza with Jeff, and I asked for a side of pizza sauce, and I dipped my crust in it, and I put it in my mouth. I was chewing.
Yeah.
And I kind of saw, I thought I saw like a mushroom.
Where was the pizza from?
It was this place called Boston's.
Okay.
So I thought there was a mushroom in there, and I almost like scooped up the mushroom. I was like, oh, extra bonus. I got a mushroom in my, because I love mushrooms.
Sure.
And I almost ate it. And then I dipped again and put it in my mouth again. And then Jeff goes, Tracy, there's a moth in the sauce. And it was like fluttering on its back. And I just spit out, and I kind of like yelped. I was like, ah! And I just spit out everything in my mouth.
What were you eating? Outside?
No, that was the creepiest part.
Is in your house?
No, we were at a restaurant called Boston's. It was a pizza place.
I immediately thought you got to take it.
No. So, and I just like, I was like, I didn't think I was going to be that bothered by it until I saw its little stupid body, which looks like a little like larvae. And I was just like so fucking grossed out.
Just a bug.
It was gross. I'm just not, I can't. I just can't do it. So I called the guy over and I was like, I just want to let you know there's a live moth on his back in my sauce, and I just almost ate it. And he was like, oh my God, please let me comp you some drinks. And I was like, no, it's cool. And I wasn't a dick or anything. And then they wound up just like writing almost everything off of our bill.
Yeah.
He kept trying to give us more drinks. I was like, I don't want any more drinks. I just wanted this one, and I didn't want a moth in my mouth.
why not take the more drinks? Why not?
I just didn't want any more drinks.
Oh.
You know? I gotta save my calories before I go to Vegas. Just kidding. I'm not kidding. I really am trying to not drink as much before Vegas. But. I can't. I don't think I could chomp down on an ear.
I think that's a good luck thing.
Is it?
Yeah.
I think you're making that up.
Possibly. Maybe not. Who knows?
So really quick, I also want to say where Catherine Fordham got her idea for this movie. She said the original idea came from when a girlfriend of hers was angry at an ex-boyfriend and about to walk home late at night. Another friend said, be careful getting home. She saw a flash of fire cross her eyes, almost like, try to mess with me tonight when I have this fire burning. Fordham said she wanted to make a film that wasn't about a... Oh, I already read that.
The friend who said, be careful when walking home. That almost sounds like a threat. Like,
no, I used
to... Did she best speak...
yeah, I know, right?
A different tone. It sounds like, are you threatening me?
So I had friends who would try to leave from parties really late at night and walk miles home by herself. And I was like, please stop doing this.
Back in the 90s was.
It was in the 90s. But it just scared the shit out of me. And it's like, we had creepers on campus too. UVA,
remember?
Yeah. It's terrifying.
She was walking home from a concert.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. I remember that.
Yeah.
Wait, was she ever found?
Yeah. They found her like a couple weeks later.
In a farm field or something like that?
Yeah, her remains, yeah.
It's awful. I know.
And they found the killer too, but.
So then she said she wanted to play with the usual female victim narrative and lead the audience into a trap. They think that they know what they're about to see, a rape, the usual terrible story, then the subversion of that typical role is surprising and upending.
But,
or that's the hope.
We knew there was some kind of a twist coming. We just didn't know what. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like when you see something like that, you're like, okay.
Yeah. It was really.
There's some coming.
By the way,
good.
The night
it.
Shots like were a little dark and not, they looked a little amateur-y, but the visuals of her in her room were really, really good.
Yeah. Yeah. So what's the, and the next one we watched wasn't as.
So we just randomly picked it because this was only a 6-minute film and we didn't want to gyp you guys. So we picked another short to talk about, which was 10 minutes long and not as good.
We're not gypping anybody.
Hey, it's their time that they're choosing to listen. So
very well. Touche.
And maybe they will like that this episode will be a little shorter, but anyway. So we watched this other movie and I forget how we picked it.
It was like recommended, right under
related
it.
Search or something. Yeah. It was called In the
Shudder
Night.
Was like, you will also like this, and you are wrong, Shudder. Fix your algorithm.
That's messed up. So In the Night is I've wanted a lot from this because it's like, okay, we had done a couple, like we said, these women empowerment, rape revenge movies. And then this one we just picked and it seemed like it was going to be a scary kind of ghost story or something read by from the synopsis that we read.
Yeah.
But it was just like, and one of the two main actors in it, there's only two actors in it with the exception of this random homeless dude that walks past. So he's the only third person in the whole thing. But the one guy, I recognized his face and he's been in actually quite a few things. And the one thing that I know him best for is, Wedding Crashers. He's like the creepy brother.
Nobody knows what you're talking about.
I remember this.
No, I know, but
I disagree.
Nobody.
Somebody listening knows exactly what the fuck I'm talking about. He paints this really creepy picture of, I don't know if he paints it of Owen Wilson or.
The scene?
I remember his face, but like so vividly.
I'm talking about people who's listening. Like they're not even watching the short.
See his face now because they know who I'm talking about in Wedding Crashers. Anyway, okay. He's the weird brother.
Continue.
So for being kind of a, I'll say well-known actor, this movie just was like.
And the other guy was sloppy. What's his name? The guy from Back to the Future, the father.
You're saying he is like a sloppy version of? Okay.
Yeah.
Of
What was his name?
Oh my God.
Every episode.
I know.
I'm gonna look it up. Why
this is Tracy and Minky lose their memory.
Slowly,
episode 20.
Slowly, with this beer, we just pound the cells down to the ground.
His name is right on the tip of my tongue.
Is it with a C?
Yeah, I keep wanting to say Christopher, but it's.
Oh yeah. You're close. You're close. You know that. Crispin.
Crispin Glover.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Crispin. It's like you're.
Like the cider?
The cider you like. Okay, so the movie starts with two guys in a van, and they're just shooting the shit.
Two guys in a van.
Two guys in a van. Two guys in a white van. That's the connection. There we go. I love when there's a connection from one movie to the next. So we have two creepy guys.
Yeah.
They're not rapey, though. They also don't wear clown uniforms.
There's a sketch comedy in here somewhere.
So anyway, they're sitting in some random ass fucking parking lot. I don't know why they have to be in this like dark ass, very vacant open parking lot, but you know, they are.
They're waiting for a call, but yet like, they're like, it's just, okay, everyone, imagine your favorite department store, like Target, whatever, like after hours, there's like no cars, right? Huge, massive parking lot. And these guys decide to park like right in the middle. Like, just like, oh, they're waiting for a call. They're not even close to the exit of the parking lot. They're not like close to the store. No, they're like right dab in the middle.
Yeah. Like, they were like, well,
it's awkward looking.
This is a short film. We have very little time. It was probably like a 48 hour kind of thing or something like that. And it actually was in, what was it? Right. It was in four different film fests. The 2015, I don't know if it's VIFF or V-I-F-F Film Fest, 2015 Shriek Fest Film Fest, and then the 2015 New Hampshire Film Fest, and finally the 2016 Holly Shorts Film Fest. So it made its way through the film festival mm-hmm. junction.
Yeah.
But anyway, so whatever.
Yeah.
So the two guys are talking, and clearly the one's a noob, and the other one's the long term veteran.
It's, yeah.
And
it's
they both drive.
It's that classic dynamic, right?
Yeah.
Like
the old school and mm-hmm. new school. So the guy says to him, "Yeah, man, I've been doing this for 19 years." Yeah. And
just like that.
And he, just like that. He was kind of cheesy. He was totally cheesy.
Yeah.
And he's like,
hamming it up, right?
Yeah. And he's like, "You know, I've driven for many different mortuaries for over the years." He's like, "But job's always the same, waiting, you know?" And then the other guy's kind of like, "Well, the hours are good and it pays really well. You know, money's good, $40 a body."
I mean,
and he's
okay,
like,
first of all, what? Is that an actual like thing that people do? Like those guys, I don't even know what they're called.
Like, so here's the weird thing.
Like,
it's not weird.
Job is.
This is totally cool. I went to high school with a guy who, I'm not even kidding you, like his family owns a, what is it? A funeral home.
Yeah.
And he would get calls while we would be at parties and he would take his van and go pick up dead bodies when we were in high school.
Mm-hmm.
So he would pick the bodies up. He still does for his family's funeral home. So I don't know if people actually, maybe some funeral homes have to hire out body picker uppers.
Freelancers.
Yeah, true.
Contractors.
I guess it is. You're right. So they are clearly freelancers and they save $40 for a body removal. And the guy goes,
that doesn't seem like much.
No. Well, and the guy makes a point to be like, well, back when I first started, it was only $10 a body. So yeah, you better be right. This is good money.
And who pays for that? The state?
I think the mortuary would. Because he said, I've always worked for so many different mortuaries. So I guess it's like they hire out. You're right. Okay. It's like a contract, right?
Yeah.
So they kind of sit in silence for a while. And then the guy's like, can I ask you something? The young guy to the older guy. Or to the whatever veteran, he's like, "What's the strangest call you've ever taken?" And the guy's like, knows immediately his answer. He's like, "I know this one." He's like, "That'd be Dorothy Castle." And he was like, "It was a standard pickup. Picked up the body from a retirement home. You know, it was just a normal dead body. Get her on a cot, take her back to the I'm riding her back to the mortuary, and I hear a sigh from the back." And he's like, "What?" And he goes, "Oh, man, let me tell you, like, you'll hear all kinds of noises coming out of these dead bodies. You'll even hear them fart." And he's like, "And don't worry, it smells just as bad as you think it would." And he's like, "Oh, my God, no way." And he goes, "Yeah, so anyway, I'm driving." And I'm like,
enjoying this.
What?
This is one woman show.
Jump in at any time. We did watch this over a week ago. And then I was like, do you remember this?
I'm enjoying it. Go ahead.
Do you want to say the next part?
No. You've clearly written the whole script down on your
thing. No, I have my little teeny like tickers. So anyway, he says like he kept hearing sighs coming from the back. Until
you're not going to do the voices now?
Well, no, you scared me off from doing it. But so basically, this scene goes on. Let me just tell you. So the movie's 10 minutes long.
Yeah.
I looked at it. He stops telling the story about Dorothy Castle at 5 minutes in. So it nearly takes him 5 minutes to tell this story that could be told like this. Ready? Okay, so she's not dead. she was dead. And then all of a sudden he starts hearing her say, screaming like, "Get me out of this bag. Where am I? So he calls the paramedics. And he said, like, while he's waiting with her, she's speaking in gibberish. And not only that, but then he tells this, like, this is the best part of the whole movie. And it's not even that good.
Yeah.
She said, she, like, calls him by name. And he goes, "I had never told her my name. I asked her how she knew it. I have no idea. I don't even want to know." Like, that's the only cool part of the story, that this dead person somehow knew his name. Anyway, so he takes her. The paramedics come and take her back. Then hours later, he gets another call to pick up another dead body by the name of Dorothy Castle. So she actually died in the ambulance on the way back to the hospital or on the way to a hospital. And so this is the, like, I don't know what you want to call it, the joke ending. He gets paid twice in one day for the same body.
Yeah. So this is the story that one of the older guy tells him. So it's not, you know, like, just, yeah. Yeah.
And so then the older veteran says, like, I don't even know, man, but it just seems more like a dream than anything.
Yeah.
And so he goes, well, I drank too much coffee. Gonna go, whatever.
Gonna go walk half a mile to
pee. Because he's gone.
Because why did we park here?
Because he's now gone for the next 5 minutes of the movie. And the next 5 minutes of the movie, in summation, is the new guy losing his mind.
Yeah.
Like, for lack of better words.
So basically, he begins to hear things. Things are moving in the van.
He's trying to smoke a cigarette, but he can't light it, and he's starting to get nervous.
And the van is, like, moving.
And then, well, wait, the radio. He turns on the radio and is, like, jamming to a song, and then the radio kind of starts doing that, like,
The lights are coming on and off.
And he hops out of the van in total fright, and he walks, and he's standing straight behind it, and that's when the whole van starts shaking, like, kids are having sex in it, and the lights are, like, flashing. And he goes up really slowly, and the tension builds. Fake tension builds. Yeah. And then he rips open the door van, and there's nobody on the cot. And then all of a sudden you hear dude go, dude, why do you have the van doors open?
Yeah.
And he's like, there's no body. There's no body here. There's no corpse or anything.
Of course there's no body, he says.
And we're like, we fucking knew that the whole time. Yeah. You guys are waiting for a call to go pick up a dead body. And so the guy literally says what I just said. And he's like, we haven't gotten a call yet.
Yeah.
And he's like, let's get back in the car. And then they get back in the car.
They get a call.
They didn't get a call. They just start driving without getting a call, which again also confuses me.
They got a call. Okay.
No, wow. It's so weird. So then they just start driving, and we start to hear sighs, but it's clear that the new guy is hearing them because he also just keeps turning around and looking behind him really scared. And then the movie ends. Like, what?
So I was thinking about this movie, why I didn't like it.
Mm-hmm.
A typical movie like this, movie usually shows him visually, there's some visual payoff,
mm-hmm.
right? Like, what the kid seeing things that, like, that's horrific or whatever, that the other guy doesn't see. And when the other guy's around, this is a classic horror movie thing. When the other guy's around, like, nothing happens, right?
Well, but that's not true, because then he started hearing the sighs while the other guy was driving the van away.
Certain movies would do this that would visually have a visual payoff,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So even though, like, at the end, it's like an Twilight Zone ending where it's like, ooh, did it actually happen or did it not happen? You know, when there's an ending like that, at least throughout the movie, you have some visual payoff of, like, monsters or scares or whatever. But this didn't do any of that.
Right.
Nor did it have a payoff at the end. It was just like, oh, this big question mark. So I think we're left with walking away, like, unsatisfied.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like, what the heck?
This I was is definitely like, unsatisfied.
You, like, bring us in with a nice story.
Yeah.
And there's not a visual payoff.
Nope.
Or the story ending with a getting a closure at the end.
I know.
You don't get that either. So leaving both of those out, I think we feel a little cheated.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I needed something more for sure. Yeah. Like you just said.
Yeah.
And I don't know what it was. I think, honestly, I think it could have been solved if there was just, like, a friggin' body in the back. Right?
Well, then that's a closure, right?
Because
if there's a body in the back and
it's
size and its size at the end, then there's okay, wow, I think it's alive, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless, wait, hold on, maybe... Was he hearing the ghost of Dorothy?
I mean, who knows? I mean, it's like, it doesn't really, they don't go into that much detail.
Well, that's what I'm saying. The whole first 5 minutes is hearing about Dorothy and how she sighs. And now he's hearing the sighs. So maybe it's the ghost of Dorothy still hanging out in the van.
But he meant that bodies do that.
I understand. But there is no body. So it's like completely impractical. It can't happen. It's just not even possible or plausible. So why are we scared? Why is this a horror film?
It's just, I think it's...
Really, it's just like a dude who's...
No point for us to, like, analyze, deconstruct this movie when there's just... It was just
I think we just witnessed a guy who's far too weak and chicken shit to be a driver for a mortuary.
Yeah.
Whatever those things are called. Whatever those kinds of people are called.
He should change his job.
Yeah, I think he should.
Yeah. That's on me.
I think he should do something else where he gets $40 for something.
Yeah. $40. Be an extra in a movie.
Donate plasma. Sperm.
Yeah.
I think you get about that amount? Do you know?
You're asking me as if I did that in the past. No, I don't. Oh. Mine wouldn't be that expensive. Mine would be like...
Expensive?
I mean, yeah, I wouldn't get that much for mine. I'm not tall.
Valuable, blonde, I think valuable, is what the yeah. word
Blonde hair, blue eyes, you know, none of those things.
Okay. You know, you never know.
It'd be like extra, like, sperm they'll give away with the other ones, like buy one, get one free type of deal.
Stupid.
Just, hey, just in case you guys want like a smart kid or something, here's an Asian.
Are you calling yourself smart?
No. Oh. I'm just saying there's a good chance that
there's
it could be.
There's a good chance. Anyway, all right. Oh my gosh.
I think, hey, it's pretty, I think that's the end of this. This is the shortest episode we've done.
We had a 40-minute one once before.
Oh, we have?
Yeah.
Which one?
I think it was...
Woman in Horror?
It might have been the last time I saw Richard.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Could have been. Yeah. So let us know if you like when we cover shorts, because they're kind of cool to do.
Yeah.
We pretty much hate most of them. Consomme is probably the first one that I think we both agree that we both liked it.
Well, there
pretty
are a couple,
well.
Well, there are a couple ones that we do actually like that we've seen in the past. That, you know, like I think Mama was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
I think Lights Out,
yeah,
was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
We just saw like 20.
I know. There's like bunch if of you them. Guys know Drew Daywald, I remember years and years and years ago when I first got on Twitter for like a hot second, I was like, I hate Twitter. I'm not on Twitter. I haven't been on Twitter since 2008 or 2009 or something crazy like that. I don't forget what year, but there was the guy Drew Daywalt. He makes short films, and he put out a couple way back then that were pretty good. And I remember like messaging him a couple times on Twitter, and he messaged back. And he was a cool dude. I wonder what he's up to these days. But he made one called
Strange
Bedfellows. It's the
one where she hears things and she's holding on that gun.
No, she's sleeping at night and in the bed.
The one with the faces.
Next to her husband. Yeah. And then the phone rings and the phone's not on her side of the bed. It's on his side of the bed. So she's like, ugh. So she leans over him. He kind of just stirs a little. She grabs the phone. She answers it. And her husband is on the phone saying, hey, honey, like I'm going to be on my way home soon. And she's like, who the fuck is laying next to me then? Then she kind of turns and looks, and you see this crazy face underneath the covers. It's so good. It's so good. But that face is like this recurring theme face throughout all these little short films, I swear. It's like this crazy face with these eyes and teeth, like pointy little teeth. Yeah.
It's like when a guy is like really happy, like he's going to get some or something. You think.
Yeah. So anyway, he's done a couple, and there's another one, and I won't tell it, but there's a, just check him out. He's got a good, couple good short ones, but.
He should end that. Like, I didn't like the fact that like he continued to the point where she pulled the
She didn't see the
back.
Face. We saw the face.
I know, but she pulled the sheets back, and then he like jumped at the screen. Like I was like, it could have just gone black.
Yeah.
Right.
But what is that thing, and why is it in her bed, and what's it going to do to her? Maybe she's going to bite his ear off. And full circle. What?
the shoulder thing that you did just now.
What? I'm like Gollum. Like, my precious.
That was funny. Anyways.
Okay, so.
I hope you guys are having fun listening to this as much as we are.
Was this a good 20th episode?
I think so.
Do you?
Yeah, I think so.
Let me ask our listeners, do you think this was a good 20th episode? What was your favorite episode? Will you write us and email us and tell us?
The one where we did over Skype.
Oh, The Void. Oh my God. Can we re-record that, please? That was the worst. If you're listening, don't. And you haven't watched it or listened to it. No, for real, though. Just listen to all of our other episodes.
Just like not. Crap on everything.
I'm being honest. This is like when a waiter or a waitress tells you what not to order on the menu. I appreciate the honesty.
This episode is no longer the shortest episode.
Because now Tracy's going on a tangent about which episode is the worst of ours. Okay, whatever. Right. Okay, so will you email us and let us know what your favorite episode was so that we know what to emulate or what to do more of? And
don't forget to follow us on Instagram.
Well, hold on. Can I tell them how to email us? Yeah, and you always talk at the same time when I say the email address. So can I say it without you talking?
Or you just wait until I'm done.
And you're still talking.
You can just wait until I'm done and then
first of all,
say the email thing.
Go back and listen to every episode whenever I say onefinalscare@gmail.com. You're talking at the same time.
Like, happened twice.
Oh my God, no.
Yeah.
No. So twice finished. Times.
So finished.
Twice times 10.
So do it.
What?
So do it.
Do what? I just did it. I said it. onefinalscare@gmail.com. Also, email us what you want us to watch next time, because otherwise we're going to keep picking our own movies. And we just watched The Monster made last year. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So
2016.
That'll be on the next episode. Mm-hmm. If you want to go watch it, if you haven't already, go check it out. It's a decent
the
flick.
Monster.
I think we'll be like partially kind and a little at times, maybe a little harsh on it. But overall, just listen next week.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. And then follow us on Instagram and Facebook, not Twitter, because as you know, I'm not on it.
You just want to say it.
What? What? What did I want to say?
Instagram, Facebook thing.
Did you want to say it? Do you want to say the other one?
Never mind. Just finish.
Say where they can get things.
Your princess just finished.
Say where you can get things and don't tell me to just finish.
What do you mean where you can get things?
Redbubble. Here, that I said it.
That's not what I was saying.
Oh,
what? I said don't forget to follow us on Instagram. Is when you were like, can you stop interrupting me? That's what I was saying.
Okay, whatever. You mumble. I couldn't tell what you were saying sometimes.
Oh, that's racist.
It's not racist.
Quote unquote mumble. Your accent.
It's the same.
I can't understand what you're.
Look, how many times have you been
that
like
are coming out of your mouth?
How many times? No.
It's a reverse rush hour. It's a reverse rush hour quote.
How many times have you been like, I was so tired when we filmed that episode or recorded that episode?
Like two times.
At least two times ten.
Like two times. I'm gonna be really tired on the live show 11 o'clock. I'm gonna be like,
I can't wait. It's gonna be so good. All right, guys. Until next time.
This is Minky.
And this is Tracy.
Good night.
Good night.